I almost wish that I had thought about like getting like a fake mustache or something.
What the fuck are you talking about, Chad?
Just coming back to this call with like I suddenly changing my appearance and just pretending nothing had changed.
I wouldn't let it slide.
I would just be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I've always had a mustache. Like, I would play it up.
You stress me out.
That's okay.
Everyone, and welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try to cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat into about an hour. We're just chatting now about fake mustaches. My name is Oscar. I'm joined as always by my co-host and best friend.
Shan.
How art thou, Shan?
Good.
It's been
I've
a
got
couple
pink hair.
weeks.
It has. My hair is very baby pink now, and the amount of
Cute.
really sweet old women who've stopped me in the store to compliment my hair. Like those grandma ladies that usually are like, oh, colored hair and whatnot. They're all, oh, I love your hair. How much did you pay for it? It's so pretty. I should do that. It's really funky. I love it.
2023 is a wild time to be alive.
It is a wild time to be alive. Hey, do you know what? I don't know if this will make much sense. You probably will. We live in a world without hair, Henry Kissinger now. Yeah, I didn't think it meant much to you. He was
No idea.
a cabinet member under Nixon, and
Okay.
he is not a good guy. And
All
we
right.
just be happy that he's dead. He died at 100 and
Okay.
he's dead.
Bye,
That's good
dude.
news.
God
He's
damn.
100 years old.
And he sucked.
Oh, he sucked.
Why did he like a whole century of suck?
I don't know if he sucked all of his life. Maybe he was a decent kid in 1923.
Holy
Like
mother of
the
God.
1930s, maybe he was a halfway decent child. I don't know.
Playing hoop and stick or whatever the fuck.
Or maybe he sucked and just nobody knew because there was no internet. He's just a shitty kid. Who knows? I love that we have the internet. Do you know why I love that we have the internet?
Why?
Because of like all of the stuff that we have. Like how else would we have found? By the way, I did our Spotify Wrapped again for our podcast. Would you like to know what our top episode was this year? Blood Quest.
Yeah,
It was
baby.
listened to 490% more than any of our.
Something happened with that episode. Like we woke a sleeping giant with that episode for some reason. I don't know what the
Blood
fuck we
Quest.
did.
That maybe like people were just like, yeah, I'm into it. Let's
Yeah,
harvest the
Blood
blood of
Quest. Let's
children.
fucking go. Let's have children so we can then be immortal.
I saw that we had that, and I was like, what a fitting time for the fact that I found an article that was gifted to me by the internet gods of an update to this man. We already had one update, right? That he can't cry. So here's another update that he's given.
Just to fucking like apply eye drops every now and then because he has
Yes.
no eye
No, it's like
moisture.
a special toy that a tool that he has to use in
Oh
order
yeah,
to
like a little like an eye vibrator. Yeah, it was an eye
Yeah, like
vibrator.
vibrate his eyes so they cry because otherwise he gets all blocked up and it hurts him.
An
So,
eyebrator, if you will.
the title of this article on Essentially Sports is "Man Who Injected His
Really? We're
17
just
year
we're just gonna we're just gonna gloss over eyebrator.
I missed it. What?
I was like an eye braider, if you will.
Oh no, my friend. Why?
Also happy Thanksgiving if you're
Happy Thanksgiving!
if you people Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
That happened last week and
I
we were
slept
off,
so
so
hard.
good.
I was so tired,
You
and I went
started
like,
work at like 3 a.m. or some
I
bullshit.
did, and I was just like in and out of sleep all day. And then I went over to my friend's place for a little, and they were mad that I hadn't come over sooner for dinner. And then the next day I made myself some slow cooked Cornish game hen, and some I had like a tray that I just stuck in the oven of sweet potatoes with praline on top, and then I put some marshmallows. It was lovely.
Nice.
It was very lovely. It was a nice little dinner. My chicken was falling off of itself because I cooked it for like 8 hours, 6 hours, eight, I think.
I'm always split between three households that day, which
Oof.
is always rough. But hey,
That's a
my
lot of
sister
food.
and I ended up getting into a giant fight with my dad and ended up not going to his house.
Hey,
So
so only two
that was,
households.
so holidays, you know how, you know.
And you said you had a quieter one because some of your family went down to family in Mexico.
Yes, to
So that's
Utah.
nice.
They were in
Oh, to
Utah. They were in
Utah. That's
Utah.
right. I apologize. I knew they
Yeah.
traveled. I just wrongfully assumed the incorrect place when you had
Nah.
told me the correct place 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they went to over down to Mormon town.
Always fun. That's where my family was.
I know. Yeah, we talked
Yeah,
about
we
it.
talked
We
about
talked
them
about
being
it.
right next to each other. I'm doing
Yeah.
great with the memory thing.
Yeah. I think you also told us about old ladies complimenting your hair at the beginning of last episode as well,
It's
but
probably because another old
here
lady
we
up
are.
from, okay, well, like yesterday, an old lady, it
To
was like
be
a sweet little old
to
Asian
be
lady,
fair,
like
there
East
are
Asian lady who
more
had,
ladies.
yeah, there, be fair. Yesterday, I was looking at yarn. And a sweet little old East Asian lady who like definitely was like struggling with her English. God bless her. English is like an impossible language. I don't blame her. But she was like telling me how, in like broken English, how she loved my hair, and then asking me how much I paid at the salon for it, and was like shocked that I said, "Oh, I dye it myself."
What do you think? What do you think Miss Tongue from storage would have to say about your hair?
She would hate me. Absolutely would hate me. That's okay. Like,
That lady
she
was
only, at the end of that, she only liked you.
like,
Because I was done with her stuff. I was done.
super biasedly though, like to the point where like she
She was
would
convinced that you were gonna marry her
she
daughter.
like she, no, her like niece or some shit. She like would like walk it like she would have a stank face like to your face, and then as I was standing right next to you, would turn and like smile and be all happy with me, and then turn around and stank face you again. It
Drove
was
me crazy.
crazy.
She drove me
It was
crazy. And it's because I
crazy.
wouldn't put up with her stuff at the end of it. I was like, Julie, we're not doing that. We're
She
not doing
sucked.
it. She sucked so bad.
Remember she like started bringing me a bunch of shit like
Yeah,
towards the
because she
end
was
too.
convinced that you were going to be her son-in-law, despite the
A
fact that you
fucking
frequently talked about
cake.
Kel.
Yeah,
Like,
she brought me like this weird cake from Paris Baguette. She brought me like a bag of like fruit. She brought me a bunch of shit.
I also ate that cake, to be fair. I think
Yeah,
we
you
both
did.
ate the cake and like, it revenge!
It's a good cake, whatever.
Good cake. Wait, I was gonna read you this article. We're updating on the Blood Quest.
Oh yes, I forgot. We're
Okay.
talking about, yeah.
So this man, I still had it open on the side so I wouldn't forget. So the title of this article from Essentially Sports is, "A man who injected his 17-year-old son's plasma to reverse aging makes a promising revelation against Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases."
Okay.
So there might actually be a benefit to this. So Brian Johnson, a rich fitness enthusiast, has been in the news recently with his attempts to stay young. He takes 111 pills every day and has spent $4 million on a special health system called Blueprint. With the help of expert doctors, the system makes a strict plan just for him based on info about his health. Johnson did something unique earlier this year. He engaged in the world's first plasma exchange with three generations of his family. By the
Hey
way,
Brian, how's your fucking liver though? 111 pills a day.
I don't even want to know. But this is news to me because I don't think we ever covered in this. We've talked about him injecting his blood or his son's plasma into him. Did you know that with this experiment, they were also experimenting on his 70-year-old father by
Yeah, no,
doing
we
this as
no, no,
well?
no, no, no. We
Have
talked
I
about this
forgotten
before
this?
too.
Okay, I must have forgotten this.
Yeah, the son is feeding off Brian. I mean, the dad is feeding off Brian, and Brian's feeding off the 17-year-old, I think is how it
Yeah,
goes. I
I
think
think
it's like
so.
a I think it's a blood chain.
He wanted to, it, by doing this, he wanted to see if it could help him in his journey to look and feel younger. In a recent post on social media, he talked about plasma treating diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. In his Instagram video, he talked about how there are studies to ha happening to see if plasma treatment can help with cognitive disease decline. He said that several studies now going on for cognitive decline, some are treating al Alzheimer's, some for Parkinson's. It's not known yet whether it is powerful enough and how the effects are long-lasting enough. When they asked if he felt any different after the treatment, Johnson explained that one idea they have is that the plasma might be effective, but since his health markers are already similar to his 17-year-old son, he might not be the best person to notice the changes.
Hold on, hold on, pause. Are you
Yeah.
familiar? Do you know who Steve Aoki is?
That name sounds familiar, like, but vaguely. Like, not enough that I could tell you anything about him other than that name sounds like something.
He's a DJ. He's a really famous DJ
This makes sense. There's a
who
lot of people who like DJs at work.
picture like the typical image of Jesus Christ, but if it was an Asian man.
Okay.
And that's Steve Aoki. Well, actually, you don't need to imagine. So if you scroll down halfway, there's a video, and the thumbnail is this Brian Johnson fellow talking to
Oh, is that who
fucking
he's
Steve.
talking
Yeah, he's talking to Steve Aoki for some reason. I haven't clicked the video or watched it,
to?
but I'm so fucking confused as to why Steve Aoki is
Stevie
here.
Aoki is asking to get on this blood quest train.
Dude, no, Steve, don't do it.
Steve is gonna
No.
do it, and then he's not gonna be able to
Steve, you're
cry.
such a cool guy. No, Steve.
However, he
His
mentioned it could potentially have it like it could have a more significant health effect like his father.
Steve Aoki's big thing is during his DJ sets, he has multiple gigantic like sheet cakes on stage, and people
Ooh.
like just stand up and like beg him to like,
Throw cake at them?
please cake me, yeah. And they have signs and shit. Then he has really good fucking aim and a crazy arm, and he can like fucking pinpoint nail people in the face with these giant cakes from like a pretty good distance. It's pretty wild.
Interesting.
Yeah, Steve
That is pretty
Aoki.
wild.
So I don't want him to blood quest.
It's kind of blood questing. It looks like he's blood questing.
I think he's blood questing.
Why is he talking to Steve
I
Aoki?
don't know. I'm not gonna
I go
watch the
put this
video.
video on.
Okay, fine.
Okay, it does. It looks more like
Oh,
Steve
you know
Aoki
what?
is just kind of
Okay, hold
art,
on.
like.
Steve Aoki's asking him to fucking explain himself,
Yeah. You and I think
basically.
both clicked on the video at the same time, and we're like, "Oh, okay." He just Steve Aoki for some reason is interviewing him, and he's
It's
like, "Can you tell me more about this? Can you tell
like,
me more
bro,
about this thing?"
can you tell me anything about this, basically? Steve Aoki's confused, as confused as we are,
Yes,
I
but he's doing
think.
it in that respectful way that you're supposed to do it, so they actually give you information and don't get defensive. Do you know what I mean? You know when you like
Yeah.
you have somebody says something stupid and you can't be like, "That was a really dumb thing to
Hey, dude,
say."
that was stupid as fuck. Why do you think
So you
that?
can't say it like that. So you have to be like, "I'm so
Like the
sorry. Can you
fucking
explain
breast
that for
milk,
me?
like
I'm a
the
little
breast milk
confused."
in the
I
eyes.
had another conversation about that this week too. Everybody else is on our side. On my side. Apparently you've jumped ship.
Hey, when new evidence arises, you have to adjust
Bad
quickly.
evidence. It's bad evidence. Bad evidence.
Chan, would you ever go to a nudist colony?
I would not nowadays.
You would not nowadays, but you would have gone like back in the 90s. Like what? Like what? There was. What do you mean?
Okay. I don't know if I want this story on the internet.
Chan, what is happening? I was trying to create a fun
You were
segue
doing a
into the
great segue.
streaking story, and I seem to have like unlocked some trauma.
It's not trauma. It's a little bit of embarrassment and a little bit of confusion as
What's
to why did this
happening?
happen. So when I was younger, my
You
grandparents lived.
were a
Oh, stop,
nudist?
stop. We'll tell the whole story, but you can't interrupt me. My
My
grandparents
God.
lived out in Newberry Springs, out in the desert. And they were part of a nudist colony, like old retired people. And no, it stopped before me and my sister hit any sort of puberty, but when we were very young, we would go with our entire family, like my mom and my dad and me and my sister would go to this place, and it was a clothing, like no clothing allowed kind of thing. And like my parents were very like, we were always within sight of them. Like my parents never left us alone like there. But yes, I for a couple of years and did like a chili like making contest at this place. But like I said, like it stopped well before we like I hit puberty. Yeah.
Cooking chili naked
No,
sounds like
you made the chili and then
dangerous
no, you
as
made the chili and then you brought
fuck.
it. You made
Are
the
you
chili and then you
serious?
brought it.
Hold on,
And
what?
so,
Okay.
yeah, I like how that's the worst part for you is cooking chili naked.
Safety first.
Now, this was a group and like a whole thing. It was like they made an exception to allow like my family and like me and my sister to come because like whatnot. But it was primarily like very elderly, retired people, and it was like completely fenced off. It was in the middle of the desert, like.
Okay, so if you can make an exception for the children to come, you can't make an exception for the children to wear clothes?
I don't know what to tell you.
Ah, oh, man.
Anyway, streaker. So I said I'm not sure, like in retrospect, like looking back at it, and like especially in today's climate, like I don't think that children should ever be on this. Not quite sure. I'm not quite sure what was happening. And looking back and like there's a few times in my life that I've been like, I'm very lucky to have gotten as old as I
This was
was before
here in
having any.
California.
It was in Newberry Springs. It was out past Barstow. Very
Well,
tiny area
fuck.
anyway.
Well,
There's
fuck.
a few things in my past that like I'm actually surprised that it took me as long as I did before I was sexually assaulted. Like
Yeah.
that's just one of them.
Christ Almighty.
Okay. Anyway,
So,
Disneyland.
Disneyland in the news
I've
lately.
like shook your entire world and I'm so sorry.
Because
It doesn't make
the
any sense. It makes absolutely no sense.
the facts, yes, it does, you're right, it doesn't make sense. The whole thing, the fact, that's not what's shaking. What has me shook is that I in no fucking universe imagined that my innocent little question of just like, hey, let me segue into the streaking topic was
Because
gonna lead into.
you thought for sure the answer was going to be like, no way, never.
Yeah, or
Or, I
like,
don't know,
or I
maybe.
don't know, maybe, or like, not like panic, like
Like,
what?
well.
What? Like that's what like was crazy to me.
I know, that's why I was like, this is going to be, this was a loaded question that you didn't know existed.
Yeah, it
Not something
was
they
a
like
weird
advertise.
feeling.
Like, it's not something I'm gonna advertise. Like, I was a child. Like, it wasn't like I probably would be extremely uncomfortable with doing that nowadays.
I legit thought though like that was like only a thing in like Europe and stuff like that. I know we had those here.
Oh no, yeah, there's a ton of nudist colonies all over the country. They're just like, if you ever drive past somewhere that has like ridiculously tall, like, you cannot see through them at all fences. Like out away from places, like there's no buildings or anything next to them, it's probably a nudist colony. And not out of all the time do they live there. Like my grandparents didn't live there. They lived off of there and was like a club, it was like the retiree clubhouse. It just happened to be a nudist colony.
I don't understand.
I don't either. Maybe my grandparents were secretly swingers and I just didn't know who.
Did they have like a lot of pineapple
No.
merchandise around? Or is it
No.
maybe that's a newer swinger
That I
thing?
think that might be a newer swinger thing, to be fair. I don't think that's like a older
I'm
swinger thing.
sorry. Okay, we
No.
can stop talking about your grandparents and their preclusions now. I'm sorry.
Thanks. Thanks. Let's talk about this streaker. I did two articles. I did two articles. So I did the first one from Business Insider, and then the second one is somebody penning an open letter to the streaker.
Of course.
That just sounded fascinating to me.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's hear about the fact first.
Okay. So Disneyland had to stop the It's a Small World ride after a man started streaking inside of it. So
Is
very
there
much a children
video?
ride. There is a few pictures that I've seen of him. And then there is the massive amount of videos of just the sheer, like you never really get to see the secret police force that they have. And oh my God, it's insane. I'm happy that they have it because that makes me feel a little bit better about going to Disneyland when, you know, they have this massive police force, if any, well, you know what I mean, like their security, like kind of thing in order to get people out very quickly. And it's extensive. I've seen a couple videos of him on TikTok, and I'm like, oh my God, that's a lot of that's the wow. But so he was on Small World when he suddenly got off, and then he started streaking. So he stripped his clothes, and then he was roaming around the attraction in and out of the water, like in the way of boats. And he was 26. So a man calls the store at Disneyland on Sunday when he started streaking at the theme park's It's a Small World ride. Officials from Disneyland told Los Angeles television station KTLA that they stopped the ride when they noticed a man getting off of the ride while it was still moving and stripping his clothes. The official said the man then began to wander around the attraction. Videos of the man roaming
God,
around the ride have been
there
circulating,
are videos.
yep, on social media, with some visitors expressing shock when they encountered him. I seen a video with him wearing clothes walking past somebody, and then with him without it too. So I'm on a Star World and there was a streaker. I cannot believe this is happening. Jonathan McClinock, a spokesperson of the Anaheim Police Department, told the Business Insider in a statement that they had responded to Disneyland at about 1:30 p.m. McClinock said their officers had assisted Disney security with a guest who removed his clothes and was naked in or near the It's a Small World attraction. Upon the arrival, they arrested the 26-year-old man for indecent exposure and for being under the influence of a controlled substance. McClinock said, adding the man was also sent to the hospital as a precaution. So
What
representatives from
the
Disneyland
fuck
did not
is
immediately
wrong with
respond.
you, dude?
So he was like probably on mushrooms or something.
Oh my fucking
And
God.
for whatever reason, yep. So he's going to be lifetime banned from Disney.
Yeah, and like a lifetime sex offender, probably.
Yeah, majorly, because that's especially because like that's a completely a kids ride and it's a kids theme park.
Bro, like, you know how many, like, there's probably more, like, kids per square footage of Disneyland than
Yep.
any other place in the fucking world.
Except for elementary schools, maybe. Depending on the size of them. So here's the open letter to the Disneyland streaker. Was it worth it? By Kate Hudson.
I love how the thumbnail for the article is Will Ferrell.
I also really enjoyed that. So in life, you will undoubtedly make bad decisions, which come in all shapes and sizes. Low-level bad decisions, like maybe getting bangs when you shouldn't have, and high-level epically bad decisions, like allegedly getting high, taking off all your clothes, and streaking at Disneyland. We are not here today to debate whether or not you should get bangs, although I choose chaos always and think you should. No, friends, we are here today because someone decided to get altered on a substance and streak naked through the It's a Small World attraction at Disneyland, and it went exactly as you think you would. Per Deadline, the same stuff that we had before. Like he got off, he started stripping. According to Page Six, which always gets salacious details, the individual was arrested for indecent exposure and being under the influence of a controlled substance. There it is. A day, and what I'm positive is an immense hangover or come down later. I'm sure this man is now starting to face the stark reality of what he did. In short, he played himself. Now, I am not one to kick someone while they're down and facing some serious repercussions for acting like a complete idiot. However, I would like to address this man and try to understand some things. Dear dude, I assume based on your actions that sir is far too formal of a solicitation for you and your general vibe. I reach out to you today in what I'm sure is not your best day to understand why you did the thing you did, and whether or not you fully understand the implications. No, I'm not going to detail
Detail how, if
who
you're
the.
found guilty, you
Thank
could
you.
be required to register as a sex offender, or how wildly inappropriate your actions were. I'm going to make an assumption that your lawyer, friends, and people you randomly encounter on the street are going to do that for me. What I would like to hone in on today is why did you decide to reportedly get under the influence of one of the most crowded days of the year at Disneyland, take off all your clothes at the It's a Small World ride specifically? Firstly, my dude, I've been at Disneyland on a crowded day. It's utterly miserable. I'm not afraid to admit I've done it under the influence too. Those tiki drinks at the Disneyland Hotel pack a punch. Hell, I've even gotten on a ride in that state. The spinning teacups again, agent of chaos. What I haven't done is felt the need to take off my clothes and go into areas of the park I'm not supposed to. Now, I don't think of that in any terms of moral
Oh, this is much
superiority.
longer of a letter than I thought it was going to be.
Oh yeah, this is super long. Oh God. Yeah, let's wrap it up with, I do not envy the position you're in now, my guy. I imagine you have a literal headache today, as well as a myriad of legal ones. However, if you ever determine the why of this particular incident, please let me know. I can't imagine if it was worth it to you, but then again, I also can't imagine myself streaking through It's a Small World.
I was
So,
like,
what do I know?
other highlights are that like if you like I imagine if it had been a typical Sunday at a Six Flags location, like you pulled the like the worst one, like Universal Studios all probably would have banned you for life from the premises, but they're not as entrenched in modern society as Disney is. No, you picked a fight with a sleeping giant,
No
the
one,
company that just
no
bought
one.
Hulu.
Just to be fair, no one would have looked twice at you at Six Flags.
No, like you might have been
Bro,
kicked out, but they would have been like, dude, just don't come back high.
what
Like,
the
that's
fuck? Like,
it.
just go.
You made an enemy out of Disney. Like, because they're gonna really fucking pursue this because you did
No,
this at
dude.
their park and they wanna make it clear that this is not allowed to happen at their
The
park.
mouse has seven unmarked black SUVs pulling up to this person's house as we speak. It's over for
Oh,
this man.
God.
It's over for
He's
this
just
man.
gonna vanish. He's not gonna make it to Charles. He's just gonna vanish off the face of the
He's
planet.
gonna vanish like the child that just vanished and the thing that I brought up this week.
I would love to see this. I because this started, you said that, and I'm like, well, can we, what about the streaker? And you're like, what?
So
When
this
I can't
one.
believe I broke streaker Disney news to you.
Bro, this one, I think it's quote unquote been debunked, but also it's super outlandish and like really dramatic sounding, but
Let's
also
go.
you never fucking know with Disneyland and the mouse, you know what I mean?
I would
So
say that if somebody is looking to kidnap, here's the problem. After working as a third-party operator for Disney, there are a ton of children who get abandoned at Disney. If you wanted to kidnap a child, that would be the place to do it because there are just kids that are just literally brought to Disney to abandon them in there.
Yes, but just the claims in this one are
Outlandish.
half outlandish. I don't
Give me,
know.
give me.
You be the judge. Disneyland Resort is the happiest place on earth, made up of two Disney theme parks, a shopping and dining district, and three Disney resort hotels. The first ever Disney park is in living history.
E.
Walt Disney planned every detail of Disneyland Park and enjoyed visiting for over a decade before his death. But as the Walt Disney Company displeases some fans, some social media users look for anything to disparage the corporation further. One rumor went so far that it stopped families from visiting the Disneyland Resort. In a video this week, TikToker LaBibi413 claimed that a child kidnapping ring operated in tunnels underneath the Disneyland Resort.
No, it doesn't.
She urged viewers to avoid visiting Disneyland Park, DCA, and Downtown Disney. She claims that on October 13th, an American family visited Disneyland Park with their daughters. As they were eating lunch, their 4-year-old needed to use the bathroom. The mom could see the bathroom door, the TikToker alleged. That's how close they were, and they decided to let her go alone.
You
This is
shouldn't
where the
do that,
story,
number one.
yeah, this is where the story gets strange. After a few minutes passed, way too long, the TikToker says the mother decided to check on her daughter. She claimed that she saw a hole in the floor leading to a dark staircase where a strange man was carrying the 4-year-old. The mother ran to the tunnel, but it closed before her. And then she claimed the police were called but found nothing. However, Anaheim police stated no report was filed within a PolitiFact fact check last week. We are not investigating any child abductions at or near Disneyland or the Disneyland resorts, said Sergeant John McClintock, a public information officer at the APD. The Anaheim Police Department has a dedicated team of officers working at the Disneyland Resort. Inside the Magic has previously reported videos of police officers dispersing fights between Disney guests and helping cast members trespass guests who break the rules. Okay. The rumor reportedly started with a deep fake clip of podcaster Joe Rogan telling a similar story to LaBibi's. Experts debunked the viral video by analyzing Joe Rogan's clothing and finding that he hasn't worn the shirt featured for over a year, making it possible that he discussed an incident at Disneyland Resort last month while wearing it. So apparently, people started talking about these rumors of secret tunnels,
yeah.
kidnapping children because Joe Rogan talked about it.
Oh my
But
God.
Joe Rogan never actually talked about it. Someone used one of those really creepy
Deep fakes.
AI deepfake videos and was so convincing that everybody thought Joe Rogan talked about this.
But
And now
also,
here we
like,
are.
I can tell you, as somebody who's been in some of those tunnels.
Me too,
Yeah.
because I've been in parades with like band and stuff like that.
They're pretty well lit and very open. There's not a lot of places to hide, number one. And they're not running a child. Like, there's costuming down there. There's other, like, they're not doing that. That's
There's a
not what they're
Starbucks down
doing down
there.
there. There is. They're in, like, depending on which one. That's the one Starbucks that I went to wasn't in a tunnel. It was in the backstage cast area, but it was through the one side.
There's one in a tunnel under, like right underneath Main Street where the
That
train
makes sense.
station is.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I didn't go in those ones. I went into the backstage area behind Tomorrowland. And I've been to the cafeteria that's back there, and then I went to the ones underneath the hotel, the Grand Californian, because
No,
that was
I've
the
been
break
in the
area for us up
ones
there.
off of the side of Main Street, and I've been through the weird entrance right in front of like
And
it's like the Red Rose Tavern.
oh yeah, over in Bell, yeah,
That one
it
looks that
was
one look
Geppetto's.
that one looks scary because it's like a straight up like giant drainage pipe looking thing that you go
Yeah,
into. So
yeah.
that one looks kidnappy.
And like, just to be like, guys, like, just to be clear, like, they did, they changed it at Disney World, and all of those tunnels are connected, and you can actually drive them, and they drive them with carts. But they're not that way at Disneyland. There's not as many tunnels as people expect, and none of them are connected because they didn't think about it before they built Disneyland because it's new. Like it was like that was the first park they didn't think of that it was going to get as crazy busy as it was, and that they would need all this offstage area. So, like, they didn't make it to cart people from one area of the park to the other.
No, Shan, there's a secret underground network of tunnels, and there's just
There are
countless
tunnels,
thousands
but
of
they're not that
children.
big and they're not connected.
Thousands upon thousands of children.
I will say, as somebody who's been in their wardrobe department, that's the backstage area. Oh my God, it was so. Do you know how they have those things now at the shopping places where you can like take something and like they have like your card on file or whatever, and like it matches with your pass, and you like walk out and it purchases it for you as you walk out the door? Have you heard of that?
No, they have
Okay.
like mobile checkout where like they have people standing like at
They have
random
those.
spots.
It's a couple stores in Europe, and it's generally primarily really expensive stores, and apparently they're testing it at Six Flags, and we'll talk about it next week. But you kind of do the same thing. You get your wardrobe pieces at Disneyland, and then you like stand in this little booth thing, and there's little chips in all of the clothes, so it knows the pieces that you're checking out, and then you scan your ID and it assigns it to you, and then you leave. There's not a
Okay.
better way to explain that, but like that's how it works. So that's how I would go, because I had to wear, because I was third party, but we were supposed to look like cast members, so I wore the Star Tours outfit when I worked there. So I had to check out and get these outfits, and that was the thing. There's chips in all the clothing, so they know what clothes, like they're chipped to like the size, and then they're chipped to like your card, like not you as a person, but like your card, so they know who ch checks out everything. And then I had to go to the counter to get like at some little piece like that isn't like in the racks, but you primarily get everything yourself and then just check out yourself. And if you didn't need some tiny little piece, you just leave. Like, nobody does anything.
That's cool.
It was pretty neat. I'll find an article on the Six Flags thing and we'll discuss that next week. Because at this point,
Okay.
we've got like 5 minutes left.
So we gotta go,
Yeah.
unfortunately. Thank you
I
so
don't
much for
think
joining
anybody's
us.
kidnapping
What?
anyone. I just want to put it out there. I don't think that Disneyland workers are kidnapping anyone from the parks. We'd be very specific with it. Maybe on their off time somewhere else, but I don't think there's a kidnapping ring of small children at Disney, because I think that there would be more of an uproar and you would hear more about kids going long term missing if that was the
Well,
case.
Maybe okay. So the only thing I, just to play devil's advocate before we
You
go
can play
here,
devil's advocate.
the only thing is like you said, the amount of kids that are abandoned there.
There is a lot.
What if they mostly take abandoned kids, and
They
every
do.
now and then, every now and then they slip up and take a non-abandoned kid, and then you hear stories like this because they fucked up and
Maybe.
didn't take an abandoned
That's
kid.
a devil
But
advocate's take, but I'm
yeah.
gonna go with probably not.
Probably not. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. If you made it this far, we really appreciate you. Don't forget to share the show with a friend, the best way that we grow. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at Knife Life Osc and Knife Life OSC. If you want to find Shan on the internet.
You can find my link tree under Adventure Lady.
That's pretty much going to do it for us here. Until next time, my name is Oscar.
My name is Shan.
This has been 8 Hour Chat.
And you can still take antlers on a plane.
And you can still get kidnapped at Disneyland. Bye.
Bye.